You're listening to Fritz and Friends on More Compelling Talk Radio, 1320 WILS.
And welcome back to Fritz and Friends. I'm Cheryl Fritz along with Scott Eckersley coming to you on 1320 WILS and streaming live on 1320WILS.com. Joining me on the phone now, Tieran James, who is an actor here in the state of Michigan, was first introduced to myself and my audience through a group he was a part of organizing called the Six for One Brigade, dealing with the tax incentives for the film industry in the state of Michigan. Good evening, Tieran. How are you?
Happy Monday. I'm doing very well today. It's a great day of celebration for our nation, and I'm so proud of our special ops team that went in and did something that it's going to be a movie one day.
Well, it is, and you wouldn't be able to write it, would you? What actually occurred, you could not write, and you've seen many scripts in your lifetime. I'm telling you, this one was action-packed.
Yeah, and it seems, as they say, that sometimes real life is stranger than fiction. But we are so proud of them. And dealing with my own career where I've played cops and all kinds of physical law enforcement, I definitely want to be in that movie when they make it.
Well, if any of us talk to anybody who's doing so, we'll certainly put your name in for it because, it is. I like how you start that, Tieran. It's a very proud day. It's just a good day to be an American.
And it's taken a long, long time. And you called me up and wanted to talk about, the film incentive and things. And the film incentive, getting Osama bin Laden, all of these things are very similar in that no great thing is really accomplished suddenly. Things take time. Things take a farmer's commitment, to first get a blossom and then bear the fruit and then to ripen. Things take time, just like the film incentive.
Well, and it does, and we'll come back to our being proud of our folks in the military before the end of our conversation here.
Definitely.
You had hoped the Six for One Brigade took tens of thousands of signatures to the Capitol in Lansing for legislators to take a look at the importance of the film industry and keeping these incentives. Through some negotiation, you got to a point of looking at reducing the amend, don't end the film incentives, and then a vote came kind of a little earlier than you expected last week.
Yeah, the vote came. The House on House Bill 4361 was passed, and it was passed in a very close margin, I might say. There were 56 in favor and 53 against, and those 53 were voting on our side to try to keep the film incentive, which is bringing so much money into our state. So it is one battle in kind of a long entrenched war we might have, although we're not being belligerent. We're being respectful to all of our workers in Lansing because they do work very hard, and they've got a really hard row to hoe trying to balance the budget, and we totally understand that. And that is why, in fact, after many discussions with the legislators, we formulated the Amend, Don't End campaign, which is now out there, and you can see it for yourself, your listeners, on amend-don't-end.org, and they can look at all the specifics about the ways that we are willing to compromise to give them what they want, which is to fix the budget, and at the same time, not fire thousands of us.
Did a lot of the wind go out of your sails when you saw this vote, or were you buoyed by, as you said, the close vote, 56 to 53?
We kind of knew going in what was going to happen. We have been activists for quite a few months ever since the governor said what he did about the proposal, the proposed budget. So we have been talking with legislators, thousands of us, and we know who is for what. We know who came down on the side of yes or no even before this happened. So we weren't really surprised. And we actually think that now, because the bill has to go to the Senate, the Senate is actually a little bit more on our side from what we can see and from the interviews that we have done. So I would say, yeah, the gust of wind might have lapsed a little bit, but we are still forcibly forging ahead and trying to let them see that the film incentive was a great win-win for our state and for those of us who are in the industry.
Well, and as you move forward, you're continuing conversations with senators on the issue before they're taking a look at it.
Absolutely,
and
we stress to everybody to get out there and do face-to-face interviews on Mondays and Fridays, typically, with their legislators, because those are their days when they're not in Lansing, and they often have coffee hours. Some are hard to get. My House representative, I could only catch him one time in a whole month last month, but I showed up for that meeting and gave him, respectfully, my view of the film incentive. And just because it's been passed by the House, that's okay, because it goes to the Senate, it can be amended, there are differences that can be passed, it's a further opportunity for language changes within the bill, and we are not stopping. We are out there lobbying, we are actually getting some professional lobbyists who really know the inner workings of politics to bring our message to them, to show them the amend don't end, which, just in a nutshell, our film incentive currently is a 42. We are willing to compromise it all the way down to 32, which is about bare bedrock, where it'll still be effective, and also cap it, because they are saying to us, for the past month they've been saying, we need a cap of some sort in order to be fiscally responsible. So we've done the study, and we've said at $180 million, if we cap it there, it'll still allow us to get basically the success we've had the last 3 years, but no more. So it's a win-win on both counts there. We're trying to get that message out with Amend Don't End. We still have the Ernst & Young report, which, if your listeners want to find that, they can find that actually on visitdetroit.com. There's a link to the Ernst & Young report, which they can read in full on visitdetroit.com. And that also shows how there's a 6-to-1 win. When Lansing spends $1, $6 comes into the state. And we have to say that of the people and the politicians in Lansing who have said, oh, I'm not too up on the Ernst & Young, I don't really believe that, none of them have been able to give us a single credible reason for dismissing the Ernst & Young report. They'll just be general about it and generic, oh, I don't believe that, but nobody has come and said, here's something in the report that's false, and you know why? Because it's not. It's true, and so we don't let them get away with generalizing. Ernst & Young stands behind their report, and so do we.
Well, we, as always, Tiran, I appreciate your perspective and you being such a well-spoken spokesperson for the industry.
Thanks, Cheryl.
It's a great day to be an American again, and I thank you for your remarks on that subject as well today. Thank you, Tiran.
Thank you, Cheryl. Talk to you again soon.
Very soon. Thank you so much. Tiran James from the 6 for 1 Brigade and Amend Don't End.